From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, January 27th. Praise and protest marked the memorial for the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa in Chico on Saturday. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
Hundreds gathered at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds to remember the congressman. LaMalfa was a rice farmer and a voice for the rural North State. Cowboy hats and boots were common in the crowd. Michael Moore says that fit LaMalfa, who was down to earth.
You know, he's very low-key and very straight shooter. You know, he wasn't Hollywood, or he just was a hard-working guy.
But outside the fairgrounds, a small group of protesters voiced their discontent with the congressman. That includes Kevin Shepard.
Country's falling apart. We got our country is attacking its own citizens. And LaMalfa was culpable for that, you know, supporting Trump 100% of the way the whole time.
LaMalfa closely aligned himself with the president, including on immigration policies, which Shepard believes have undermined civil liberties.
Supporting ICE. You know, all that, they're violating the Constitution, and he's okay with it, and he was okay with that.
LaMalfa was among Republicans who challenged the 2020 election results and criticized investigations into the January 6 attack. That legacy now looms over the race to succeed him. At the memorial, LaMalfa's widow endorsed Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher. She said Gallagher shares the same values as her late husband and would carry his torch in Congress if elected. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
The district attorney in Shasta County has cleared law enforcement officers in two separate shootings, one of them fatal. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on the cases that happened in 2024 and 2025.
The findings were announced Friday by DA Stephanie Bridget. She says the officers involved won't face criminal charges in either shooting. In the 2025 case, deputies shot and killed 52-year-old William Littlefield at a home outside Reading. According to the DA's office, Littlefield was in mental distress and cutting himself with a knife when his father called 911 for help. Littlefield allegedly approached deputies with the knife and ignored commands to stop before two officers opened fire. Littlefield's family is suing the county over the shooting, alleging excessive force and other violations. The county has denied the allegations. Turning to the 2024 case, a Reading police officer shot and injured Cody Bailey. The DA's office says Bailey approached an officer while holding a knife after trespassing at a homeless encampment. Bailey was later prosecuted for assaulting officers with a deadly weapon and other charges. He was sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
A Democratic candidate for the newly redrawn 1st Congressional District will make a stop in Quincy on Wednesday. The Plumas Sun reports State Senator Mike McGuire will attend a town hall at the Veterans Hall on Lawrence Street. The event starts at 6:30 in the evening. It's hosted by the Plumas Sierra Political Coalition. McGuire is from Sonoma County in the North Bay. Fellow Democrat Audrey Denny is also in the race. She's from Chico and made a stop in Quincy earlier this month. Chico activists are planning a protest this weekend following the fatal shootings of two people by federal immigration officers in Minneapolis. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to give people a place to channel anger and grief, and to speak out against what they call increasingly aggressive enforcement. The protest will follow several others in Chico earlier this month. The demonstration is planned for Saturday morning at the Chico Mall. California Democratic leaders announced new state legislation this week meant to regulate ICE activity. This comes following a turbulent weekend in Minneapolis, where a second American citizen was shot and killed by a federal agent. Democratic Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Los Angeles says he's introducing a California bill designed to ban ICE from using state property as a staging area for immigration raids.
ICE agents or CPB agents may gather in parking lots, right, as a place to stage and then go conduct the raid. And we're saying, no, you can't do that on state property. You can't use our property to go out and terrorize the communities, the Californians. We're not going to allow that.
Some state laws attempting to regulate ICE agents have hit legal roadblocks, including a law passed last year banning federal agents from wearing masks. Democrats say they plan to introduce more legislation pertaining to ICE activities in the coming weeks. The Reading Civic Auditorium could close by the end of February if it doesn't bridge a funding gap of about $1.5 million a year. The Reading Record Searchlight reports that the city council took on the issue at its January 20th meeting. The tenant and operator of the facility, Advance Reading, is asking the city for help. And while the budget is tight, city councilors expressed a willingness to find a long-term solution to the problem. In the meantime, it agreed to waive rent on the facility for the next 6 months. 120 people were arrested last week throughout California as part of a statewide crackdown on human trafficking. Most of the arrests were in San Diego County, a major hub for the crime. Summer Steffen is the county's district attorney.
Our officers, in less than 1 week, working around the clock and arresting and citing 105 people who thought that they were going to go out and buy a human being like they're a hamburger or a slice of pizza.
Arrests were also made in Sacramento, Tulare, and Fresno counties as part of an operation called Stand on Demand. The goal is to go after sex buyers, arrest traffickers, and help victims. Of the people arrested, 87 were for loitering, 25 for solicitation, and 8 for pimping and pandering. The operation included surveillance and deployment of undercover officers. A conservative group pushing to split California into two states met for its convention in Reading over the weekend. KRCR reports the group New California State hopes to reorganize the state by splitting most of it from its major urban and liberal areas like Sacramento, Los Angeles, and the Bay Area. New California State's president says the convention was held in Shasta County due to the local support for the group. According to the National Constitution Center, splitting California is a long shot that would require approvals from the state legislature and Congress. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, January 27th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.